This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, a summit in Anchorage brings survivors, healers, and the community together to reflect on the boarding school era and to promote healing. And a Klinka artist blends the traditional with the contemporary in her skin sewing and beadwork. The stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. This Friday, a special event is being held in Anchorage that'll bring together former boarding school students, researchers, and others for a day of remembrance and reflection. Called Moving Beyond Boarding School Summit Towards Truth and Healing, the event will be moderated by National Native News' anchor, Antonia Gonzalez. For her, the issue strikes home.
My mom went to boarding school hundreds of miles away. Having her mouth washed out with soap for speaking her Navajo language, going there and experiencing the trauma of having to cut her hair, which, you know, in Native culture is a big thing with her long, beautiful hair. And she tells stories of just how traumatic that was.
The Alaska Native Heritage Center and Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, which owns National Native News, are co-hosting the event. While members of the press are welcome to attend, recording will not be allowed for a four-hour block in the afternoon.
We do have people who are going to be in attendance who are traditional healers, culture bearers, elders, so there are a lot of people there to offer support, but also to allow people space so that they can feel like they can share openly.
The boarding school era is a painful one for many Alaska Natives and Indigenous communities. Both government-run schools and those operated by churches work to remove Native culture and practices, and accounts of physical, emotional, and sexual abuse have surfaced in the years since they operated. Skin sewing or hide sewing and beadwork are vital art forms in Southeast Alaska's Tlingit culture. Rain Pavlik of Yakutat in rural Alaska is blending those art forms with contemporary style. As Alaska Public Radio's Cadence Cedars reports, Pavlik sees it as a way to resist the pressure on Indigenous artists to modernize their work. Insert Cadence Cedars spot here. And on this day in 2019, Stanford University's Sarah House was renamed after Carolyn Lewis Atneve, a member of the Delaware tribe. She was a globally recognized scholar and psychologist who was seen as a major figure in creating the field of Native American mental health. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.